One of the main problems in wireless communication is the multipath fading channel, the delay spread in it, and one of the countermeasures or the ways to get rid of these problems is sophisticated signal processing. Alian van der Veen, now with Delft University of Technology, but you also spent quite some time in Stanford, researched signal processing. And Alian, maybe you can give us something like an overview of what directions currently are being researched, because many things are going on.
Okay, well, personally I'm involved in blind equalization and blind source separation, and for the purpose of telecommunication, there are many possible applications. The main bottleneck is computational complexity, and nobody has really a good feel for this, especially for adaptive algorithms. There are ideas, but if you look at batch algorithms, what I personally did is you get very high complexities. So it's more a theoretical research direction at the moment, but it's very interesting. It's challenging to see if you can separate users based only on observed data and knowledge of the modulation format, but not precisely what bits are received, etc.
Blind equalization sounds like just magic, but is there a simple way to understand what is going on?
The point is that you have extra information in the modulation format, so you do oversampling, and you use the fact implicitly that the symbol rate is finite, and you sample faster than the symbol rate, and so you have independent observations of the same symbols.
And that's not at odds with Nyquist theorems.
No, you cannot send faster than Nyquist, because if you sample beyond Nyquist rate, then you have no extra information. You can prove that in that case the blind equalization will not work. But if you have some excess bandwidth, then there is some gap between the symbol rate and the Nyquist rate. Could be 15% or so, but still there's something to be gained. Mm-hmm. What I think myself is that multiple antennas will help you more to make it more robust than just oversampling.